Susan Calvin shrugged her shoulders. Of course he didn't. That was 1998. By 2002, we had invented the mobile speaking robot, which of course made all the non-speaking models out of date, and which seemed to be the final straw as far as the non-robot elements were concerned. Most of the world governments banned robot use on Earth for any purpose other than scientific research between 2003 and 2007. So that Gloria had to give up Robbie eventually? I'm afraid so. I imagine, however, that it was easier for her at the age of 15 than at 8. Still, it was a stupid and unnecessary attitude on the part of humanity. U.S. robots hit its low point financially just about the time I joined them in 2007. At first, I thought my job might come to a sudden end in a matter of months, but then we simply developed the extraterrestrial market. And then you were set, of course. Not quite. We began by trying to adapt the models we had on hand. Those first speaking models, for instance. They were about 12 feet high, very clumsy, and not much good. We sent them out to Mercury to help build the mining station there, but that failed. I looked up in surprise. It did? Why, Mercury Mines is a multi-billion dollar concern. It is now, but it was a second attempt that succeeded. If you want to know about that, young man, I'd advise you to look up Gregory Powell. He and Michael Donovan handled our most difficult cases in the teens and twenties. I haven't heard from Donovan in years, but Powell is living right here in New York. He's a grandfather now, which is a thought difficult to get used to. I can only think of him as a rather young man. Of course, I was younger, too. I tried to keep her talking. If you would give me the bare bones, Dr. Calvin, I can have Mr. Powell fill it in afterward. And this was exactly what I later did. She spread her thin hands out upon the desk and looked at them. There are two or three, she said, that I know a little about. Start with Mercury, I suggested. Well, I think it was in 2015 that the second Mercury expedition was sent out. It was exploratory and financed in part by U.S. robots and in part by solar minerals. It consisted of a new type robot, still experimental. Gregory Powell, Michael Donovan,